just feed that baby if they're hungry.
Yeah. I just always think, like, if I'm hungry, I'm eating. There's never a time where I'm denying myself food, water, comforts. Like, why would I ever do that to a baby?
I wonder if, like, because our generation has, like, such bad anxiety and stuff. Like, is it because we were left to cry?
So this is bad advice our followers have gotten as new parents.
Okay, this one I had never heard before. I was told my baby needed a bottle of sugar water. This girl was like, you mean for hummingbirds? That's crazy. I've actually, for newborns, like sometimes people will give like honey or maple syrup to like regulate blood sugars, like if they're jittery. But like, I guess maybe that's, I don't know why else you would give. Oh, wait, don't they give sugar water when they circumcise babies?
Yeah. And also I remember my old neighbor wanting to, they didn't want to feed the baby again yet. So they gave sugar in water and fed them a bottle instead of giving the formula.
Like a newborn baby?
Yeah.
Why did they want to spread out?
I was so little. It like didn't like strike me. But like as soon as you said that, I was like, wait.
Some people are like really strict on schedules.
Yeah, feeding. Couldn't be me.
Yeah. Why? Just feed that baby if they're hungry.
Yeah. I just always think like if I'm hungry, I'm eating. There's never a time where I'm denying myself food, water, comforts. Like, why would I ever do that to a baby?
Crazy.
Okay. This one, I hate this so much. This girl said, from my literal physician, you have to let them cry it out and you can't go help them, even if it's been hours, because if you go get them, it's like a reward for them crying. I'm sorry, jail time. I would call CPS on your physician for being able to be around children. That is literal abuse.
That's scary that people are... Luckily, this woman knew better, but like, imagine all the moms that don't know better. And then they're just listening to their doctor, and then no way they're comfortable with their baby crying. So then they're getting upset because their doctor told them to let this happen. Whew. I wonder if like, because our generation has like such bad anxiety and stuff. Like, is it because we were left to cry?
I always wonder if I was a cry it out baby, because my brother's only 15 months older than
That's
me.
That's crazy.
What, he was 4 months when my mom got pregnant? Is that mathing?
Yeah, sure.
No. Is it? No, I don't think
so. Five,
it is,
but, maybe 5 months.
But anyway, I'm just thinking, like, you know, you already have a baby and then you have another baby and it's just like...
Someone's crying. Probably everybody, but...
including my mom.
Damn, yeah, that's crazy. Okay. If your kid is sleeping and you're at the gas station, just leave them in the car.
That's horrible.
Like, would it be convenient to just run inside and grab something? Sure, but like, am I gonna do it?
That's illegal,
I would imagine.
Also, if you're thinking like, oh, sometimes I leave my kids in the car, I just want you guys to know that when I was 4, my daycare lady left me in the car and I still have trauma over it. I remember having a panic attack thinking like, I can't get out of this car and I have no idea where an adult is.
Why was the daycare lady, why were you even in her car?
She used to take us to run errands all the time. And she went into some person's house. And I just remember looking around and being like...
Did you tell your mother? You were old enough to tell your mom.
I told my mom. Yeah. But like, yeah. Like when I start to feel anxious, I like think of that moment. Holy like shit. It's the same feeling.
Oh my gosh. My mom accidentally locked me in the car when I was a baby. Like the police had to come and locksmith had to come. I don't remember, but...
Maybe you do.
It's okay, mother. We've all made mistakes.
He'll eventually fall and break the lip tie. No need to get it cut. Actually, I was given the same exact advice.
I have heard that.
And it did. He did fall and get it cut. But
we actually chose not to do the... We did Romy's bottom, but we didn't do the top because she was like, it'll probably just bust at some point.
Break. Yeah.
Lots of babies getting rice cereal.
Yeah.
So they sleep through the night. Holy crap. Listen, like, we don't even digest grains until, what, we have, like, our 2-year molars or something?
Yeah.
Why are we putting that in an infant? I got a lot of people asking, like, when are you going to start rice cereal for Romy? Never. Never.
Give Tylenol before vaccinating. Absolutely not. Don't vaccinate either.
Vaccines are really hard on the body, and Tylenol depletes glutathione,
which is like, and it makes your liver not able it slows down your liver to not be able to detox as well. So it's like you're having the toxins from the vaccines. And if you don't believe that there's toxins, just go to the CDC website, go to the inserts and just read the ingredients. Okay. And then you're giving the acetaminophen on top of it. And it's just the perfect storm.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And if you're thinking like, well, I have to, or my kid will have a seizure, there's so many other better choice options to give than acetaminophen.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you did it. We didn't know.
I would fucking, excuse my language, was guzzling ibuprofen and things when I was a child, just all the time. But yeah, for those that don't know, glutathione is like our body's master, like antioxidant, like detoxing. It's like, we need it. Your baby doesn't need to eat until they're one. Okay, I actually, I know this is in the bad advice column, but I do actually kind of agree with that. They don't need to. Yeah. If they really want to, that's one thing. But we don't need to be forcing our children, especially at 6 months old. Breast milk actually can support them until they're two without any food. I actually agree with that list.
Yeah, so do I. I think food is just kind of for fun. Oh, someone said one of their best advices was pumping flanges are different sizes. And that's so true because I didn't know that. And I think I just was using like the 22 millimeter ones that came with. And when I switched to like the 17 or that, honestly, it might've been 15, I was producing so much more milk. So make sure you properly are checking your
And it can cause like a lot of nipple damage.
I was bleeding.
Someone sent me this one. They said, what? I was told that if I didn't have kids now, when I got married, freshly married at 18, that I would be too tired to keep up with them. I don't know. Women have babies in their 40s. They're just fine.
Yeah. I would love to have babies in my 40s. What else am I going to do with my 40s?
Just wish Barrett was home, I guess.
Literally.
Give sugars when they start talking so they talk smoothly. I've never heard that. That's weird.
What does that mean? I like this one. Pick your battles. Hasn't always will be the best advice. And that's so true. I think we get so caught up. I like to observe other people parenting. And it's just like, I think if people weren't so like, you have to do this at this time and you can't have this and no to the, it's just, if you could just be a little bit chill, it'd be so much easier on everyone.
Yeah.
Your nervous system and your kid's nervous system. Like save the nose for like the dangerous things, not the, you can't jump in that puddle because you'll get wet.
Yeah. Like I was mopping the other day and Romy's going, help, help. Like she wanted to help me. It literally, I have like a very small area that needed to be mopped. And it took me like 20 or 30 minutes because I was just letting her help. I was like, this would send some women, but like,
yeah,
it's fine. Like just relax a little.
Yeah, it's fine.
Everything's fine.
I think mom's mental health would be so much better in the early days if they just knew everything's fine in a season. It's not going to last.
Yeah.
No cause for concern.
Okay, this was another bad one. Or bad advice, I guess. Naming your child after an obscure thing, like Ocean North Apple. I've seen a few famous people name their babies Ocean, and I kind of like it.
I love it. But like, I vibe with it.
I don't know about some other things. But yeah.
Bear and Ocean don't go together, though. Well, if you do one like cool name, you have to keep up. Like, you
that's
can't.
That's true. One of my neighbors has a son named Coast. And at first I was like, that's weird, but it kind of grew on me, Coast.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Household chores can wait. Yeah, that's a good one. That's what we're saying. I was peeling a butternut squash, and Romy was like up on her kitchen tower. So she was like at the counter and she was just like throwing them on the ground. And I was like, this is great. Cause she's like letting me peel this. Mm-hmm. Not screaming, wanted me to hold her. I needed both my hands. So I was like, yeah, there was butternut squash all over my kitchen. And I left
it. She was throwing like the peels or the actual?
The peels. Well, and then she started throwing the ones I was chopping. I was like, I'm just going to throw these right in the crock.
Listen to only one or two trusted sources and shut the phone off, especially as a first-time mom.
Yeah.
Should we listen to anyone, honestly, besides our intuition?
No one but yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite birth podcast, Down to Birth. Their tagline is, hear everyone, but listen to yourself. I like that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. You can't spoil your baby. That's so true.
Amen.
So true.
Someone said, let them be bored. And that's so true. Mm. That's my one mistake as a mom. I'm sure I have many others, but I constantly entertained Barrett. And now he doesn't know how to play with himself.
I don't know. Like, I think it also depends on your kid's temperament. Cause like,
I agree.
I've tried for a long time to have Romy do independent play, and she just, like, she needs that connection.
Yeah, that's true. I think Barrett's very high needs, too. Just, like,
just a sensitive
very
guy.
Sensitive guy.
Yeah. Which is fine. Every kid's different. I know some women, they're, like, hardcore. They're set. They're, like, kids should not be playing with adults. And they, like, won't play with their kids. But I'm just, like, that could never be my kid. She'd be screaming. And I'm not doing that. So I'm not fervorizing her. But this is another good advice. You can have an enjoyable pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. And I think that's really important to remember, especially on social media. Like, so everything's so, oh, this is horrible. This is horrible. But people forget to share the good stuff, too. I loved pregnancy. I was sick for, like, 16 weeks, but it was still, I loved it.
Yeah.
I want to be pregnant a million times. I had a great birth. I had a great postpartum. Everything That's was good beautiful. For me.
Fingers crossed for my next. Oh, I like this. Listen to your mom intuition. It's always right. Amen.
It's always right. That's why I hate those, like, apps and stuff that tell you your kid should be doing this. You should be doing this with your baby. Like, ditch the apps. They're doing no one any good. You're getting anxiety from them. Listen to yourself.
I agree.
All right. This is more good advice. Name your child after a family member. That's what we did.
Did you?
Romy's middle name is Brady, which is Larry's best friend, which is family. So,
yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
You got a...
What's Barrett's middle name?
Foster. It is a family name. I was like, wait, name your kid after your family? And then I was like, oh, yeah. But yeah, Barrett's middle name is Foster. It's a family name on his dad's side. And I like it.
I love Foster. That's a cute name. That's a cute first name, too.
I know. Joey was like, we should name a kid Foster. I was like, that's literally Barrett's middle name. He's like, does it matter?
Some kids, have the same, like, all of them have the same middle name or something.
Yeah.
I guess you should ask Barrett how he would feel.
Yeah.
If you have another boy one day. What was I going to say? I can't remember. What were we talking about? Naming. I don't know. What's the best advice you got? Did you get good advice?
Get shit. I was told to formula feed and do cry it out.
A lot of people said cry it out on there.
But I did. I listened to my intuition. I breastfed for 2 years and I never cried it out.
I think I traumatized. We got a new neighbor, like, directly next door. They have a 10-month-old, but I don't think she breastfeeds. I was sitting in the driveway this morning, like, boob just out. I didn't know anybody was around. It was just really quiet on my street. I look over and he's getting in his car. He was like, hey. I was like, oh, hey, sorry. He drove away.
You didn't have a shirt on?
Oh, I had a shirt on. I just have Romy's going, booby, booby. And then she's looking at my boob going, uh-oh. And I'm like, uh-oh, what's wrong with my boob? She's just like, uh-oh. Like, okay. She's also in that, like, if there's, like, a dog hair on my boob or something, she's like, ew. And I'm like, okay, pull it off and move on.
Oh my gosh. She's talking so much now. That's
she
crazy.
Says so much. She blows kisses to everybody. It's so cute. So cute. But I'm almost 15 months postpartum. I still don't have my period back.
I feel like it was right around then when I got mine back.
I'm wondering if, I don't know. I feel like my hormones are doing some things. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe it's coming around the corner.
Be nice. It'd be nice to just, I'm like kind of anxious about it because so many women say like their first one back is so hard, like rough.
I don't remember mine being rough.
That's good.
Yeah. And also most women aren't healthy.
That's true.
Not, and I'm, if you're healthy and you had a bad period, I'm not saying you're not healthy, but I'm just saying the majority of like people aren't properly nourishing themselves.
That's true. And I feel like I'm nourishing myself, but I'm about to go make pizza. Do you have any parting words for this episode?
I don't. We're going to do a pizza night tonight, though, too.
Oh, wow. Mine was an accident because I made some sourdough for our neighbors, and it, like, way over-fermented, so it's like, goop. I was like, Larry, we're making pizza with this dough.
Beautiful.
Do you guys have a pizza oven? Do I need one?
We're doing one at the new house.
Like a built-in? Oh, nice. Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah.
Can't wait to visit.
I don't have one right now. I know, same.
I'll be visiting for the pizza oven.
That's fine.
That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.